I suppose we've talked a lot about the river in the urban setting.
Mm.
Just do you have any experience or knowledge of the rest of the river and its...
Well, I used to...
From the source.
Yeah, I used to canoe quite a lot on the Lee 20-odd years ago. Myself and a friend from work, after work, we'd take my canoe and we'd pick a bit of the river and we'd canoe it. So we canoed from the weir above the bridge near the Ballincollig Regional Park in Niscarra, near the Niscarra Bar or whatever it's called. We canoed that area between those two weirs. We canoed from Ballincollig down to the city. We canoed on the lake in Niscarra, the reservoir. One time I canoed from, and it's not the Lee, but I canoed from Bandon to Kinsale on the Bandon River. And you get a totally different view of the journey. Sometimes the river runs close to the road and it's noisy and loud, and then you go around a bend, you go 100 yards on the road, you hear the birds singing, you see the kingfishers and stuff, and you're in a different country, really. And if you canoe down, have you ever canoed down the Lee? If you canoe down the Lee from the Angler's Rest into town, there's a point at which you see the county hall, and it's just sticking out of the trees. You can't see any other buildings. You just see the county hall, and you're just coming in. And it's staggering. Just shimmering there in the sunshine. You know, and then as you get closer, you start seeing the old mental hospital and the waterworks and other parts of the city. And it's a great way of coming into Cork. By far the nicest way to enter Cork is by river from the west. The problem in terms of canoeing is the river is actually pretty shallow there. And a lot of the time you're walking, carrying the bloody canoe. Yeah, because especially in the summertime, the river spots might only be 4 or 5 inches deep, rippling over the stones. So, you know, unless you find the perfect path through, and we capsized plenty times as well. So, you know, but by the time you're kind of down the straight road, that area, it's a different river. It's very gentle and deep, and it's great. But yeah, the kingfishers are just amazing, amazing things to see.
What is it about them?
They seem much bigger than they really are. They're only about the size of a robin, so they're about 8 centimetres, 9 centimetres long. But because they're electric blue and they move so quickly, they appear to be the size of a crow or something. You see this silver, this blue, bluey-orange dart. And they could be sitting on a branch for God knows how long, and you never spot them, even though they're bright blue. But when they move, you just see this bullet of iridescent blue. You don't forget it. It's just really nice. Yeah, so that would be my experience, to be honest. Swimming at the Angler's Rest when I was a kid and canoeing up and down. At the time, anyway, the river, especially near Ballincollig, is pretty stinky. I'm still not sure whether Ballincollig has any more than primary sewage treatment. So that's, as far as I know, that's taking the lumps out with a big net. I think they take the lumps out, and apart from that, it just goes straight in the river. And when you go through Ballincollig, there's a definite kind of cloudiness to the water and a smell. And that would kind of put you off. But I mean, you go further down and it gets a bit diluted. So it's not so bad, but just especially in the Ballincollig area, it used to be really stinky.
Mm. And would you feel safe, or would you feel kind of any sense of danger when you're swimming or canoeing in the river?
No, I'm quite safe. I'm quite confident, probably overconfident, on the water. We had life jackets, but I wouldn't. I mean, if you capsize often enough in a canoe, you kind of know what's coming next. you get to know. Oh, okay, here we go. Don't let go of the paddle. That's the golden rule. And then you're snookered. You can't make yourself go anywhere then.